As I was thinking about the lesson for tonight, I told you I was reading a story about the history of the United States. One of the things that came out in that story was one of the generals was having a really tough time. He had lost a battle, and it just almost destroyed his confidence. He had never lost. I was flipping through the channels over lunch, and President Obama was giving a press conference, and one of the reporters was called on and said, she's been with me since I was a state senator in Illinois. And she said, yes, I've never seen you lose. Never lost. That's an amazing thing when you think about it. And when you do, sometimes it can be terrible. Sometimes the loss will not be a political one or even a financial one. It may be a loss that you have where you are straining so hard to do God's will and then you don't. And you beat yourself up over that. I know it's a cliche, but it became a cliche because it's true. We hear many times, don't live in the past. We live in the now. We live in the present, not in the past. Is that you? Are you living in the past? Are you beating yourself up over something you did maybe years ago? Maybe last week? We need to live in the now. I think in some of Paul's letters, he's referring to the abuse that he gave to the church and to Christians years before. He calls himself the worst of sinners, the least of the apostles in 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Corinthians 15. He could feel that it bothered him, what he had done. I'm guessing that probably every day of his life, he could see in his mind the faces of those Christians that he had abused and that he had hurt, the things that he had done. But, and this is the good news, he recognized that no longer defined him. That's not the way he was. Listen to him, as he says in Philippians, the third chapter, starting at verse number 12. Philippians 3 and verse 12. He says, not that I've already attained. He says, you know, I've still got a lot of growing to do. I've got a lot farther I can reach. I can become more Christ-like. Not that I've attained or am already perfected. But, he said, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, and listen close, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. If there's one thing you can say about Paul, he wasn't a boastful Christian. He wasn't somebody that told you all about all the good things he did all the time and tried to hide all the ugly things that were in his past. He knew he wasn't where he wanted to be. He knew he wasn't even where he probably ought to be. But he knew where to look for the goal. Ahead. Not behind. He strained forward, looking to that finish line. You ever watch a race, and you see these runners as they run, they're standing, and then as they get closer, they're leaning forward, and they're reaching out, trying to get their head across the line before the other guy does. They're straining for that finish line. I think that's what Paul said he did. He looked forward. Now, he was a human being, though. He could not completely forget the past. It's there. It's a part of him. But he learned to discipline himself to press on to what he called the upward call. That's a beautiful expression. The upward call. So much of what goes on around us in our world is a downward call. It's a call to join in with the world, to be things that we shouldn't be, and to do things we shouldn't, say things we shouldn't, think things we shouldn't. But there's an upward call too. And Paul said he was disciplining himself to press toward that upward call. Maybe that's a word we need today. Maybe you're beating yourself up over something. Maybe it's something you've done to hurt God, to hurt those that you love. Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, if you're living every day with the guilt of the past, it's holding you back. It's holding you back. You ever watch football practice? They pull sleds. They put a harness on and they have a metal sled behind them. And sometimes they have people standing on them. And they're pulling that sled and just draining. And then in the game, they throw that thing off and they run out there and then they can really run. Paul's saying you need to put that weight off. If you think more about what you've done to hurt God than what He has done to heal you, you need to think about Paul's words. You need to thank God for forgiving and redeeming you and for saving you. And you need to remember one thing. When God does something, He does it right. And folks, that includes forgiveness. That includes forgiveness. There is no such thing as a partially forgiven Christian. When God forgives, He forgives. We need to press on to that upward call. He's calling us to obedience. He's calling us to gratitude. He's calling us to love. He's calling us to heaven. Are you answering that call in your life? That upward call? Or are you answering the downward call to the world, to the lust of this world and to the prides of life? That's a choice every one of us makes. Several times a day, usually. What call are you answering? Paul said, I know. Therefore, I press toward the prize by the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I invite you tonight to press upward. Can we help you? Have you ever submitted yourself to Christ? Have you been immersed for the forgiveness of your sins? Well, if you have not, I want to tell you, you're not even a partially forgiven Christian. You're an unforgiven person who needs that forgiveness. Just as everyone in this room needs forgiveness. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Are you willing to turn from your sin and let Him control your life? To confess His name and then be obedient to Him in baptism? And then rise to walk on that new life. The new life where we have the help of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and His Word, and His brothers and sisters. Can we help? Won't you come right now while we stand and while we sing?